Step one, get everyone's attention. A powerful, majestic start. Maybe battle horn of some kind.
Step two, drums. There has to be drums. It doesn't hurt if the drums are played by gorgeous topless men. It's proven very efficient through the years. But please feel free to try other alternatives. It's also proven helpful to go the exact opposite way. Use a grandmother.
Step three, show the viewers your country's ethnic background by using an old tradition folklore instrument that no one's heard before.
No. In this case, it's proven much more efficient to not use the male models. Go for an old man. A beard helps. The instrument is called the Swedish kvinna böske, a small roundish piece from the horn family, inherited from the Vikings. Just make something up, no one will know.
Step four, in Eurovision, nothing says winner like a violin. Trust us, bring a violin.
Step five, the violin, the drums, and the kvinna böske might make it all feel a bit old-fashioned. This can easily be fixed by adding a DJ who pretends to scratch. In real life, of course, this is 30 years old, but in Eurovision, it'll give your number a contemporary feel.
Step six, costumes. You need to look memorable, something that the viewers will notice.
Perfect. Step seven, the song. Everything else might be important, but the song is essential. Let it be about something everyone can relate to. Love works. Peace is also a popular way to go.
Yes, peace is good. ABBA actually won the competition with a song about war, with Waterloo. But this is not something we recommend.
When you have all your pieces gathered, go for it. And don't look back.
Let the song begin with passion, let the wind begin to blow.
You can break the rules of fashion, and your chance to win shall grow. Look into the TV camera so the audience can see
that you're lovable, not desperate. Smile and they will vote for me.
Fill the stage with light as dancers will join us. The expectations grow. It's time for the chorus.
Our hands will touch, pretending we're